again, everybody. Ryu Shikaze from thelifestream.net here with yet another Fan's Eye View commentary track for Final Fantasy Unlimited Penetration. Episode 16, Keegan Dragon, Behind the Smile. I'm joined by Soak, Trainer Red, and we found Carly, who'd left us, unfortunately, due to a power outage and internet problems in succession during the last episode. Let's hope nothing bad happens to her this time. Knock on wood.
This is only with the other episode.
We do think the universe has decreed that she will not see that episode. This one should be fine, though. So, if you're synced up at 0000, add a few more zeros onto that, and maybe one at the beginning and we're talking, we'll start in 1, 2, 3, click.
It's that guy.
That's Sid, I think.
Yes.
And that other guy.
Kaze.
Auntie Vincent.
He's why I love this show.
Drills are a man's romance. But he can't grow corn.
Without him and his penetration skills would be nothing.
Oh, I just realized in that little short bit that we did, I did that other song. We'll have to add that little song to the start, or to the end of this episode. But this is why I save all of my local recordings.
I want some potatoes right now.
500,000 nautical miles per hour. That's still... fucking what?
Intro song. I'm back to sleep.
I am asleep.
She's a sleep pervert.
I'm gonna go to sleep and dream of cocks.
Okay, we will let you sleep and dream of Wang. You will like to see all the cocks that you can handle ever. You will see them as you sleep all the night. I think I might make singing to this song our new thing.
You should.
I don't know what I'll sing about, but hey, how bad could I make it sound? It's not that great.
Oh, hey, it's that guy.
Except it's not a guy.
It's a girl.
It's
her long ponytail thingies look like two legs. And then, like, her head's just right in the middle of it.
And it's that guy. And that guy. And that guy. And that
guy. And that other person. I have my own name.
And that fish guy. That freaky fish guy.
I have $50 on you in the betting pool.
We should get Keegan in here for this episode.
That would have been amusing, but no, he had other things to do.
Freaky fish guy!
Yeah, like watch The Expendables.
Yeah. Max Headroom. Sorry, I just thought of that. And if you've never seen Max Headroom, you probably should.
I like how she's just hugging the boy.
Oh, yes.
Not the girl.
She doesn't love the girl.
Ophelia.
Naughty, terrible, unspeakable things happened between episodes. That's all I can say.
not like it's going to make any sense.
Cube!
Welcome to the Aperture Science Aquatic Testing Initiative.
Okay, well,
it's... Oh, hey,
it's
that guy.
What is it doing?
I love how there's a clipper in his mouth.
It looks like a penis, but then everything
Oh, it's a giant penis thing. Jesus Christ.
It's a lion getting the car?
She talks like she's having an orgasm.
She's a giant penis woman.
She might be. You never know.
Oh, wait, I remember this.
Oh god, when she talks, like, I can feel my, like, vagina throb. Cause she's just like, cause when she's talking, it's like she's having an orgasm. That was TMI.
This is why I love this commentary project, folks. Yeah. Shit like this. Yes, there's the hilarious shit we say about the show, but then there's this.
Come on.
No, but it's just, it reiterates the reason. It's like these, oh yeah, I have this, like, the reactions to shit. I mean, there was a reason why way back in the Legend of the Crystals commentary, we specifically got Tinny in with no idea of what it was.
Wait,
because we wanted to see...
A million times over.
We wanted to see her reaction to Glowbutt. And it was glorious.
What's Glowbutt?
You need to see Final Fantasy Legend of the Crystals.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
It's the sequel to Final Fantasy V. It's an anime, and it was voiced by much of the Tenchi crew in English.
I'm still lost.
I can hook you up. We'll talk about it later.
Well, I've never played Final Fantasy V, so...
You don't have to!
I can't even name a character from that game.
Of course you can.
Butts! There's a Cid in it, right?
There's always a Cid. Even retroactively, there's now always a Cid.
And does it have Moogle?
Not in
what the, fuck?
The movie. But there
what
are Moogles in 5.
Hey, man.
I'm seeing a question mark, running. I don't understand. Is the Riddler in this episode?
It's a bipedal dog that loses one of its legs, and that's what... It's a dog that learns how to walk on 2 legs, but then loses one of its legs, so it has to go back to 3 legs. Aha!
Is that a baby? And wait, running man.
That's not his third leg, my friend.
I know who he reminds me of. Is that mustache and cigar? Folly.
Oh yeah.
He's the proto Sully.
Yeah.
That makes you Nathan Drake. Or does it make Kaze Nathan Drake?
No, Nathan would have penetrated the stick a long time ago.
Nathan Drake can penetrate me any day.
Or have Kaze shoot the fuck out of everything with his goddamn gun.
Ooh, it looks like a rover too.
Is that a freaky fish guy?
Yes.
I'm still trying to understand why out of her 5 fingers, only 3 of her nails are big.
This girl might as well be fucking touching herself while she's talking.
She probably is.
What the fuck?
Tell me he isn't a pervert. Incorrect. What the hell is an ocean
It's explicitly bullshit.
Like everything else in there.
Or just have Kazai come on board and have him shoot the fuck out of this fish lady and then blow a hole in the dimension cube and then, like, submarine your way out.
Okay, I've seen, like, 6 episodes of this show, and I'm pretty sure knowledge was never given at any point. This dude is a moron.
What, is he dead?
He's
blessed now.
So, is he officially dead?
Nope. He's officially water. It's sort of like, she turned me into a newt. I'll go back.
Who's ever officially dead in Final Fantasy anything?
Anna, Aerith.
Yes.
Zack.
But in Final Fantasy,
that's
four,
it.
Like,
oh, and Tella.
Party basically committed suicide, and then at the end, they all came back.
Well, yes, except for Anna, Tella, Zack, and Aerith. Those are the 4 people who are explicitly going to stay dead. It's in their contracts. They can't be called back for sequels.
Everyone should come back except Aerith.
Ouch. Come on. If you bring Zack back, you have to bring Aerith. That's not... Those two have to...
Who the fuck is she doing? Okay, that's just creepy. And probably some guy's fetish on the internet. People turning
wait,
into
wait.
You.
Just some guys' fetish? Many guys, and a lot of women, too. Let's be honest, we're talking about the internet here. Why? Because the internet is for internet is for internet is for porn! Yeah! And I haven't forgotten about that, Carly.
Uh-huh. See,
Mike
and the kid hugging the other girl just makes him seem like a girl even more.
Eventually, she'll be able to admit that she's been raised as a boy her entire life. Kokuryu? Kokuryu? Next on the $1 million Final Fantasy penetration.
So dramatic.
Who's my wolf? I miss her.
Is she a lesbian?
You know, well, I think she's just an equal opportunity sort of gal.
Okay.
I wonder what's behind the mask.
Is Wonderland an actual place? Is that, like, where they really live?
Yes. Wonderland is a conglomeration of accumulated fragments of realities that have been destroyed.
Okay. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Think of it like The Void. Oh, wait, shit, you haven't played Final Fantasy V. Think of it like Dissidia. All the sort of fragments of worlds smushed together.
Oh, okay.
Though, ironically, one of the areas smooshed together in 5 is the Void. Which, technically, I don't know if it can happen.
He's your mom!
What an ugly face, really? I'm putting all my thoughts together.
I'm stalling for time, so please let me stall for time.
you totally look like a girl. I'm pretty sure you is a girl. And from now on, you is a girl.
This is the part where I am shocked to find out that the girl actually has powers.
She's shown them off 3 times before? No, wait. 4 times before this, I think. But, well, like, once an episode.
Not in the episodes I've seen, and there were more than a couple occasions where her powers
were
useful.
I totally agree. She doesn't pull them out nearly as often as she should. But she has pulled them out. And no, we don't mean her breasts, viewing audience. We mean her superpowers.
I seriously thought her superpowers were her breasts.
They might still be.
Well, they might be.
Her superpower is she has the power to change the shape of her breasts at every scene.
That might be the source of the power.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But from the episode I've seen, she seems to be waiting for the other dude to penetrate a billion things. I keep forgetting his name.
Kaze? That's just because, you know, like Soak, it gets her off to see him penetrate.
I would definitely get in the way of danger to see that.
Of course you will.
And now you know why she does it. And I am always in trouble.
Just answer the damn question.
Shoot her in the face. Let me shoot her in the face.
Shoot her in the face, Kazan!
I'm the goddamn Batman, but you gotta tell me to shoot it in the face.
Shoot her in the face, Kaze!
They're dying to see that.
Shoot her in the face!
I think everybody wants to see Kaze shoot somebody in the face. Soak just wants to see Kaze shoot Lisa in the face and not with his summon gun.
Okay, she just said something that's very true. She just said that nothing makes sense in there.
Yes.
That might be the only...
That is the most true statement in this show.
Her boobs are off balance.
Bravo.
You know, you should just had Kaze shoot her in the face.
But that would make some sort of sense. And I think as we've all, you know, just had us told, nothing here makes sense.
Unless you're high.
Oh, face arts!
That looks like it's from Sailor Moon or something.
Yeah.
It is. It's one of their stock arts, and it is in so much better animation quality than the rest of their stuff.
I feel like this could have been solved a lot faster if you had let Kaze shoot her in the face.
No, but that would prevent her from having her orgasm. This clearly her face right now, just look at her face.
Oh yeah.
She's clearly having an orgasm.
She needed to come to a personal revelation so she realized that it's okay to have an orgasm whenever she wants.
Exactly. So that's her ultimate power. Must have been a grew the orgasm.
She's setting her huge boobs.
The spirit of her life is an orgasm.
I gave birth to your fucking orgasm.
Yep.
I thought the water was flammable.
That's very mighty water.
This bitch wants to fuck this girl. I just got a tingly feeling all over. I don't know why.
I mean, seriously. He's over on the side alone, sitting there.
He's sad I didn't get to shoot his gun.
He's saving up an extra large load.
Ah, damn it, there's more cubes to go through.
He's really going to unload in the next episode.
Ending song, going back to sleep.
Still doesn't make any sense at all.
I really have to say how amused I am that the episode in which we lost the thing this thing is talking about, and has all of the images focused on it, is the, you know, the episode we got the romancing train ending theme.
That's, wow.
They couldn't bear to be rid of it, so they had to give us romancing train. We will never let you go, Elizabeth! I'm a wireframe. Why did that happen?
I love how there's a rap.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to be running to each other or something?
Something like that, maybe?
In the
you know, this ending theme seems to be done by the same studio as did You're Under Arrest, and none of the rest of the series.
Love is watching a dream.
And actually, while I'm on the subject, everyone should also go watch You're Under Arrest. It's a great series. You can't buy the first series. Animego released it. They are currently out of print on that one. Get it however you can. But do go see it.
Is there penetration in it?
Well, some. But mostly, you're going to... One of your favorite characters, I'm going to say, is probably going to be the most feminine member of the cast, who is a man. Who is so used to dressing like a woman, he does it out of habit.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So, I love him already. So, frog next episode. That'll be kind of cute.
So, the dude is like Cloud in a few years.
Well, there's a lot of hilarious characters in You're Under Arrest. The main characters are, excuse me. Miyuki and, who is a gearhead, and Natsumi, who is, the world's strongest woman. And they are part of the Bokuto. I was gonna say Hokuto, which would have been hilarious. Yes, they're part of the Fist of the North Star Police Station. No, but they're part of, Bokuto Police Station, in the Traffic Division. So there's a lot of hilarious, like, trying to make Japanese traffic, like, not necessarily intense, but interesting. And a lot of times they make it hilarious. And they just love to go over the top with it. There's a character named Strike Man, who is a baseball-themed vigilante. And to take him down, they have to go baseball. Thank you. Penetration! Penetration, penetration, penetration nation. We will be penetrating soon enough and you will be happy. Though there isn't much penetration in this episode, I'm sure you can hold on just long enough to get stuck. Penetrated as you like it will be coming soon. You will see the gun shooting off.